Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Play a round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Brittany is in downtown Cleveland. She's going to play a round of Trump Tui. Hey, Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Why don't you just roll on over to the Halley building? We'll just play this live in studio. Ask Jen to leave the room. She'll leave the room.
Yeah?
Have we ever done that?
Oh, no, yes,
we
have. The room.
Yeah. There you go. All right. She just asked you to leave the
room. Oh, she did. I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Brittany.
That's my fault. I was talking over. How are you, Brittany? How's it going?
I'm good, actually.
Good, good. Well, Stevie is joining me in the studio. She will keep track of the score. You know how the game works. I'm going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not listen. She does not participate in this part of the game. She has no idea what's going on. You answer those five questions, then we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen. She's down the hallway. Bring her back into the studio and ask her the same five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you have won the game. If you tie Jen, great. Then we'll go to a tiebreaker question. But let's begin with question number one. And the Cleveland Guardians will soon be selling old seats from Progressive Field. These are going to be those green seats that are currently being replaced. By the way, no word yet on how much they'll cost or when they'll go on sale. But we will 100% be the first morning show to talk about it because we are curious.
What's the max you'd pay for them?
I don't know. That's a good question. Like, I don't know. That's a good, I don't know. Very curious about that. That is a good question. Our question to you, what was the name of the ballpark prior to Progressive Field?
Jacob Field.
All right. Question number two. Dolly Parton was shattered when she had to decline a invite to tea with the royal family this year. But the country legend is hoping to make up for it to the royals by inviting them to Dollywood for a home-cooked meal. Which state would you find Dollywood?
Tennessee.
All right. When I was writing that question, I was wondering how tough that question would be or not. I don't know why. I was like very nervous about that question.
That's how I am when I write up.
Okay. I don't mean for it to be too tough. Okay. Question number three, and you've done well. Question number three, Jeopardy is facing backlash over a clue that seems to shade Travis Kelce. So I'm going to make this question number three and see if you can figure out the answer to this. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend than a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Travis Kelce.
There you go. Question number four. USA Today has nominated A Christmas Story House and also Stan Hewitt Hall for Best Holiday Historic Home Tours. And you can help vote for them, vote once per day, and that's through December 2nd. Now, in the movie A Christmas Story, what does Ralphie's father win in a contest?
Gun.
A gun. Okay, absolutely. I just want to make sure I heard you right. Question number five. Britney Spears' iconic Baby One More Time music video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube, making it her second video to reach this milestone after Scream and Shout with Will.i.am, which what I would have not have guessed was the first.
Same. I wouldn't have guessed in the top five, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. So my question to you, Britney Spears was how old when the song Baby One More Time was released?
16.
Look at you go. All right, we're going to see how you did with those five questions. Jen's back into the room next on Star 102. Continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102. Brittany of downtown Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. How'd she do?
Brittany got 4.
Ooh, you're good, Brittany.
Yeah. 4 correct today. Let's ask Jen those same five questions, obviously beginning with question number one. And the Cleveland Guardians, I'm not sure if you heard of this, but they're going to be selling their old seats from Progressive Field. Those are the green ones. It'd be perfect for the studio. They are currently being replaced. No word on yet on how much they'll cost or when they'll go on sale. What was the name of the ballpark prior to Progressive Field?
Jacobsfield.
Yep, Jacobsfield. Question number two, Dolly Parton was shattered when she had to decline an invite to tea with the royal family this year. But the country legend is hoping to make it up to the royals by inviting them to Dollywood for a home-cooked meal.
Can you imagine saying no to the royals? Sorry, guys, I'm busy that day.
What were you doing?
I know!
And I don't have the answer to this. Like,
what were you doing that you couldn't go? Yeah.
It's like, oil changes today.
Right. Oh, I have a doctor's appointment.
Yeah,
oh,
you do.
God.
You have more bells and whistles on your car alerting you that it's going to explode that you ignore. She just puts electrical tape on her dashboard now so you can't see
it. Coming on.
Oh, Steve.
Anyway, which state would you find Dollywood?
Tennessee.
It is Tennessee. Question number three. Jeopardy is facing backlash over a clue that seemed to shade Travis Kelce, so I'm making it a question number three for today. Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity is hosted by this man who's maybe more famous as a boyfriend rather than a three-time Super Bowl champ.
Travis Kelce.
Of course, it's Travis Kelce. That's some shade.
It's kind of funny, though.
Yeah. Question number four.
And it is some shade.
Question number four. USA Today has nominated A Christmas Story House and Stan Hewitt Hall for Best Holiday Historic Home Tour. And you can vote to help them land in the 10 best. Make sure you get vote once a day through December 2nd. In the movie A Christmas Story, what does Ralphie's father win in a contest?
A leg lamp.
It is that leg lamp. Question number five.
Gotta get this one or it's a tiebreaker.
Thank you, Stevie.
Britney Spears' iconic Baby One More Time music video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube, making it her second video to reach this milestone.
Oh, boy.
After, no. I was going to ask, but nobody hits this. After Scream and Shout with Will.i.am, that's the first.
I have no idea what that is.
Like, that's the first 1 billion of Britney Spears? I don't think anybody would guess that we could be on until after 10 and in a Jill show and still nobody would know. Anyway. Britney Spears was how old when the song Baby One More Time was released?
19.
Britney got this one. 16.
Was she really?
16 years old when that was released. So where are we at now? Where are we at?
Britney with four, Jen with four.
That is not. Britney, you ready for a tiebreaker question?
Yes, I am.
Nice. Okay, tell us what subject matter you're strong in. Text me, and then we'll get to that. No, we will have a fair tiebreaker question in 3 minutes. Play along. It's Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is tiebreaker time. Let's go back to question number four in A Christmas Story House. How many years ago was the Christmas Story movie released? Closest to the number of years without going over is going to be today's winner. Here's your timer, Brittany.
38
years ago, Gentui?
43.
It was 41 years ago. It was 41 years ago back in 1983. Make sure I'm doing the mental math that quickly. But yes, 41 years ago, 1983, which means Downtown Brittany is the winner.
Good job, Brittany. You did it. You trumped me.
I'm Brittany from downtown Cleveland, and I trumped Tui.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It could be back-to-back losses during Trump 2, but we'll see on Star 102. Lindsay is in Medina. Lindsay, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's Friday. I mean, weekend's here.
It is.
Cavs play tonight. Browns have a bye week, so I don't have to have a crappy Monday. This is great!
No mood Monday! That's awesome!
We're glad to have you on the show. We're glad you're going to play a round of Trump 2. We asked Jen to leave the room, and we will start the game.
Jen, if you could please leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Lindsay.
Thanks, Jen.
Gonna eat a whole stick of butter.
Ew.
Why?
You're munching.
You're literally
on butter?
The one that brought it
that
up.
That texture, biting into butter, it just feels wrong.
I know. That's not. That's. I can't believe that's a real diet. We'll see. All right. Here we go. Five questions for you. We begin with question number one. We also begin with five cities in Ohio that made the best retirement towns for middle class. They were based on a variety of things. Here in Northeast Ohio, we have Middleburg Heights, we have Lyndhurst, and also Seven Hills. Is Lyndhurst located east or west of Cleveland?
I'm going to say west.
Question number two, Britney Spears' iconic Baby One More Time music video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube. It makes it her second video to reach this milestone. Finish this Baby One More Time lyric. My loneliness is killing me.
And I
must confess, I still blank.
Believe.
Question number three. Glad you got that with my horrible, like, talk singing.
I'm glad you sang it like she did.
I was trying to do a little, like, try to have a little bit.
It would have been awkward if you just said, and
I know. It would have been just very, like, I don't know.
Wouldn't fit the vibe.
Audiobookish. I don't want to do that. Question number three.
Very much.
Three people have been charged in connection with the death of pop singer and former One Direction band member Liam Payne after his tragic fall from a hotel balcony last month. Who is the oldest member of One Direction? That would either be Louis Tomlinson or Harry Styles.
It is Louis.
All right, question number four. Halsey, her new album, The Great Impersonator, has debuted at number one on Billboard's Top Rock and Alternative Albums and also Top Alternative Albums chart. This would be Halsey's first number one album on these charts. Now, Halsey is actually, it's an anagram slash mix of her real name. What is her real first name?
Oh, gosh. Halsey. I'll just guess and say Haley.
All right, we'll go with Haley. Question number five. After the continued success of Star Wars, the universe, on both the big and small screens, it has been announced there's a new film trilogy. It's in development. It's going to consist of new characters and will not be a continuation of the original trilogy. Who saves Luke Skywalker from freezing to death in The Empire Strikes Back?
Solo.
All right. We'll see how you did with those five questions. And then we'll ask Jen those same five questions and see if it'll be back. To back losses 4 minutes away from that on Star 102. Jen's back in the room. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui. Lindsay of Medina answered five questions a minute ago. Stevie Ray keeps track of the score. Tell Lindsay how she did.
Lindsay got three.
Correct today. It was good. You did well. Remember, ties don't go to the house. No. If there's a tiebreaker, we ask a tiebreaker question.
I lost the tiebreaker earlier, so it can happen.
Which means it could be back. To back losses. We'll see what happens. Here we go. Five questions. Let's begin with question number one. It's what we do. So five cities in Ohio have made the best retirement town for middle class list based on a variety of things. Here in Northeast Ohio, you have Middleburg Heights. You have Lyndhurst. You also have Seven Hills. Is Lyndhurst located east or west of Cleveland?
East.
It is east. Question number two. Britney Spears' iconic Baby One More Time music video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube, making it her second video to reach this milestone. Finish this Baby One More Time lyric. My loneliness is killing me.
And I
must confess, I still blank.
Believe. You sound just like her.
That'd be correct. My karaoke song, Lindsay.
Is that really?
No.
Oh. What is your karaoke song?
I do that. That's what I do. That's my Friday nights. I knock back a stick of butter and I sing Britney Spears.
What's she
knock back a stick of butter?
Do you dance like she does too?
Hashtag bite the butter. Room? Could you imagine that? No.
Do you karaoke regularly?
No, I don't. Do you? Give it to us.
No, I've never karaoke'd.
Question number three. Three people have been charged in connection with the death of pop singer and former One Direction band member Liam Payne after his tragic fall from a hotel balcony last month. Who is the oldest member of One Direction? It's either Louis Tomlinson or Harry Styles.
It's Louis.
Yes, it is. Question number four, Halsey's new album, The Great Impersonator, that has debuted at number one on Billboard's Top Rock and Alternative Albums and also the Top Alternative Albums chart. This is the first time, her first number one album on these charts. So a Halsey is actually an anagram slash mix of her first or her real first name. What is her real first name?
I don't know. Oh, God. Halsey. It's Yelzaha. It's Kelsey.
No, it was actually Yelzaha.
Yelzaha. I have no idea. What is it?
Ayushli.
Is it?
Ayushli.
Wow, I can't do that. In 8 seconds, like, you can't figure that
out. Ayushli.
Is it really? That is very Ashley. Interesting.
Ashley is also Halsey. Same letters.
Hmm. Question number five. After the continued success of Star Wars, the universe, on both the big and small screens, it has been announced that a new film trilogy is in development. It will consist of new characters and will not be a continuation of the original trilogy. Who saves Luke Skywalker from freezing to death in The Empire Strikes Back?
That is Princess Leia. That is Chewbacca. That is Jabba the Hutt.
A job ain't going anywhere.
That is Han Solo.
It is Han Solo. We knew eventually we would get there. Where are we at, Stevie?
Well, Lindsay had three, Jen has three.
Okay, ooh. So that means tiebreaker. That is next. Let's see if Lindsay can win on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. This is the second tiebreaker of the day. Lindsay, are you ready for your tiebreaker question?
Yes.
We're going to go back to, because it was Jen's favorite, question number five about Star Wars.
Stop.
Oh, no.
Close. It's two oh no's. Closest to the actual number without going over. How many years ago was the first Star Wars film released? Once again, how many years ago was the first Star Wars film released? Here's your timer.
44
years ago, Jen?
48.
It was 47 years ago. Jen, it's over my ear, which means it is back-to-back losses and back-to-back mugs that have been given away. Congratulations.
That's awesome. You did it. You trumped me. Good job.
This is Lindsay from Medina, and I just trumped Tui on Star 102.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.